Optimization. In this lesson, we're going to look at the optimization of one variable. So we'll use optimization techniques to find maximums and minimums of functions, such as maximizing profit, minimizing costs, or maximizing revenue. Consider the case where we have a function y equals f of x. When we take the first derivative, y prime, to get f prime of x, we set that equal to 0, and that gives us what we call a critical point. A critical point is where the slope of the function is equal to 0. This is sometimes also called a stationary point. Now, both critical points and stationary points are a way of describing maxes or mins. If the slope is 0, then the function is either going to be at a horizontal at that point. It could either be at the top of a dome, at the bottom of a bowl, or it could be a ledge. So a critical point could be one of three. In order for us to figure out whether we're at the top of a dome, the bottom of a bowl, or on a ledge, we rely on the second derivative. For those unfamiliar with second derivative, review the videos on higher derivatives and on concavity. So if we take the second derivative, y double prime, we can then look down and we see that there are three possibilities. If at the point where x, the derivative f prime of x is 0, and we take the second derivative, and the second derivative is negative, then we know the function is concave at that point, so we would be at a maximum. If, however, at the point where f prime of x equals 0, the second derivative is positive, then we know that the function is convex, so we're at the bottom of a bowl, and we have a minimum. If, however, the second derivative is also 0, when the first derivative is 0, then we could have a max, we could have a minimum, or we could have an inflection point, which is another way of saying we have a ledge. Okay, let's use these rules as an example to see how this works. So let's consider the case where we have y equals 2x cubed plus 3x squared minus 12x plus 4. So we have a cubic function, and we want to find the critical points. So step one is take the first derivative. So we want to find y prime. So that will be equal to 6x squared plus 6x minus 12. And that gives us the slope of the cubic function that we are interested in. So if we add the critical points, then we know that this will equal 0. So now we have a quadratic equation that we want to solve for that gives us all the values of x where the slope of the function is 0. So we can simplify this a little bit. If we divide through by 6, then we get x squared plus x minus 2 equals 0. So if we factor this, we can write this as x and x and equals 0. And we need two numbers that add up to 1 and multiply to give us negative 2. So let's try plus 2 and minus 1. So x times x is x squared. Then 2 times negative 1 is negative 2. But 2 plus negative 1 is 1. So now we can figure out what the two values of x are that cause the slope to be 0. So if x equals 2, then the slope will be 0, since if we put into our expression for the derivative negative 2, then we would get negative 2 plus 2 is 0. 0 times anything is 0. So we know that when x is negative 2, then the slope of the function is 0. We also know that if x equals 1. So if we put 1 into the expression, then we get 1 minus 1 is 0 times x plus 2 gives us 0. So that is the second point where the slope is 0. So now, which one of these are a max, which one of these are a min, or possibly even an inflection point? So what we'll do is we'll go back to the original derivative, y prime, 6x squared plus 6x minus 12 equals 0, and we will find the second derivative. So the second derivative, y double prime, is equal to 12x plus 6. Okay, so 12x plus 6 is our second derivative. So when x equals negative 2, then 12x, or 12 times negative 2 is negative 24 plus 6, y double prime equals negative 18. When x equals 1, then we have 12 times 1 plus 6 is equal to 18. So y double prime is equal to positive 18. So we know now that at two points, x equals negative 2 and x equals 1, that the slopes are 0. From the second derivative, we can evaluate each of these two points to determine whether they're a max or a min. So at x equals negative 2, then the second derivative is negative 18. Therefore, it is less than 0. So this must be our maximum. Now, since that is our maximum, let's go to the next one. When x equals 1, the second derivative is positive 18. So that is greater than 0. That implies the function is convex at that point. So that tells us that our function at x equals 1 must be at a minimum. So as we travel from negative 2 to 1, the function goes from a maximum to a minimum. We can also find one other piece of information. If we set y double prime equal to 0, so 12x plus 6 equals 0, then that's the point where the function is neither concave or convex. So we can solve for that, and the value that gives us this, get the second derivative equal to 0, is x equal negative 1/2, which is our inflection point. All right. We can then turn around and put the values of x into the original function y to get the values of the height of the function. So when x equals negative 2, y equals 24, and when x equals 1, y equals negative 3. So now we have all the information required for us to graph this function. We know the values where the critical points are 0, that's at x equals negative 2, and x equals 1. We know that at x equals negative 2, the second derivative is 18, negative 18, so it's concave, so we're at a maximum. And when x equals 1, the second derivative is positive 18, so we know that the function's convex or at a minimum. We also know that the inflection point where the function changes from concave to convex occurs at x equals negative 1/2. By plugging the values x equals negative 2 and x equals 1 into the function, we find that y has a height of 24 at the maximum and negative 3 at the minimum. So let's look at the graph that goes with this function. And so here we go. It looks exactly what we expected. So as the function travels from numbers less than negative 2, so negative 2 would occur here. So prior to negative 2, so numbers smaller than negative 2, the function is rising and comes to a maximum at negative 2 and then declines. So we can see in this region the function is concave. We also can see that at a certain point, the function changes so it becomes convex. So it starts to decline down as it reaches x equals 1, which occurs here, and the function is at negative 3. The function is convex, or bowl-shaped. And we also found that at x equals negative 1/2, the concave portion of the function, captured in yellow, connects with the convex section, denoted by blue, and that special point at x equals negative 1/2 was our inflection point. Okay, so now we found a maximum and a minimum in the same function. So let's stop there.